Good morning, crazy ones. This is Jackie Crisologo with the Crazy Ones podcast, empowering visionaries, crazy dreamers, and entrepreneurs in pursuit of their passions and their goals. This morning, I've been going, let me back up a little bit. I have a couple of friends that I've been going through a book club with, where we just pick out books that are, it started around money. I just found a really good book about money and, invited one friend, and then another friend. It just all happened to be, I don't even know if it was a year ago, maybe it was almost a year ago, where we just kind of started getting together on a, FaceTime, and every couple of weeks we will get together and, read a book together on money and, spiritual growth and all kinds of things that interest us, that we all have this common, interest in. And one of my friends had recommended this book called The Emotion Behind Money by Julie Marie Murphy. So it's called The Emotion Behind Money, Building Wealth from the Inside Out. So that has really, money has been a recurring theme in my life for the past, I would say, over a decade, because there were times when I was really struggling with money and I was floundering. I was depressed. I was, there were times in my life where I was flat out broke, living in my, in my car from time to time, or, just bumming, not necessarily couch surfing, but in and out of my parents' home. I was, a friend let me stay there at her house while she was, trying to get her home organized. And there was just times in my life where money was so scarce that I didn't know what I was doing. And, but the part of me that, really didn't want to rely on others, I did what I could. I would take odd jobs. I would do like Rover or dog sitting, cat sitting, or I would do, Postmates delivery, food delivery. And I don't know, there was a mindset that I had that was struggling. It was a mindset that I had, because I didn't always live like that. There was a point in my life where I was doing well. For a young 30-year-old, I had my own condo. I was, had no debt, except for my mortgage. Everything was going really well. And then I started, it was around 2007, I guess, 2008, where I was just floundering. I was struggling because I didn't know, I felt like I was not living my life the way I needed to be. I don't know if that makes sense to you. There was a part of me that knew, and at a young adult age, that I wasn't living what I wanted to live. My life wasn't how I wanted it to be. And it took me on a journey, because I started making decisions based on that angst that I need to find more. I need to do something more with my life. But I had no clue what that was. I had no idea what I was doing with my life. And that kind of started my journey of self-discovery. And I had to let go of the assumption that being at a steady job was going to be my ticket to peace, my ticket to inner life, right? I think I was sold a dream growing up that having a steady job, a home, a roof over your head, all that meant a happy life. But the truth is, I wasn't happy. I was depressed. I was depressed, even though I was on the outside, everything was good. Now, my pendulum kind of swung the other way when I dropped it all. And I started making changes in my life, changes in my job. I mean, part of it was, I feel like the universe kind of kicked me out of my comfort zone, because, I got laid off. I had to start you know, well, what do I want to do? Well, you know, I went straight into the same line of work, and which wasn't fulfilling me, but I didn't have the insight to even question, you know, I just knew I just needed another job just to pay the bills, to pay the mortgage. And it was, I felt like I was going through the motions of having a good life with a steady paycheck, but I was miserable inside. And as a pendulum swung the other way, as I was dropping all the things, realizing that having a steady job wasn't making me happy anyway, then I went into poverty. Eventually, it didn't all hit me at once, but I slowly began this progression of poverty. And I was like, what the hell is happening to me? What is going on? I didn't realize how much control I was giving other things in my life. And the idea of, you know, all these changes I was making in my life just to find some semblance of peace. How many of us have gone through life and we realize there's so much more that I'm not experiencing? There's so much more that I desire. And not feeling necessarily that I was allowed to have that, or not understanding why I wasn't allowed to have that, or why I wasn't having it. Maybe it's not that I wasn't allowed to, but why I wasn't having it. So it took me on this crazy spiral journey of, you know, ups and downs, and finding myself and realizing that really what this book talks about is this inner wealth. That the values that we have, the, you know, with the things we think are important in our lives, we realize whatever we place in the center of our life is going to draw our energy, right? If we place family in the center of our lives, it's going to draw energy. If we place finances in the center of our lives, that's going to drain, take energy as well. But if we make inner wealth our center, this was kind of very helpful for me, because I realized that that's been my journey the past couple of years, is that I've been starting to make my inner wealth my priority. I've started to let go of letting go of having to have and gotta have this, gotta have that to be happy. I started letting all that go and started to really evaluate my values, what's important to me, what lights me up. And that has been setting me free. And coming across this book, my friend recommended, has really kind of been like the missing puzzle pieces that I've been putting together. I mentioned that my life, I feel like, has been where I have the outer edges of the puzzle has been being filled in. And I'm now starting to plug in the center, and the pictures are starting to become clearer and clearer. And one of the exercises this book has us do is called Authentic Self Exercise. That's the one I wanted to share with you today. And basically what she asks us is to go back into our childhood. And I want you to do this for yourself. Go back into your childhood and look back on things that you were able to do naturally, that came so easily to you, that you could do for hours and hours and hours and lose track of time. And it just flowed out of you. Was it art? Was it music? Was it just, for me, it was playing with my pets. I was playing like I was a veterinarian. I loved caring for animals, and some of it was arts. I kind of had an interest in art, but I didn't pursue that for some reason. I don't know why. Baking was something I really loved. Just getting creative in certain aspects, but mostly the animals. And my connection with animals was a strong thing for me. And I'm living that now, which is really cool. But the exercise goes on. Not only does she want you to think back to your childhood, but to think back now to today. And what's important to you? What do you really enjoy doing with your time? What lights you up? That's the question I'm asking myself all the time now. What lights me up? What gets me excited to do? What can I do for hours that, you know, just time goes by, and I sometimes have to force myself to get up, because I'll end up with like a sore butt or something sitting too long, or, you know, one thing I've started taking up is engraving. I have the Kuliao pen, which is an engraving pen, and it has different bits that you can put different attachments, and you can create, you can engrave on glass, on wood, on stone, on different materials, leather. And I remember just sitting all weekend long of Christmas weekend, and I was just making crafts, you know, as a gift. You know, I was one tool they have is a wood burning tool, and so I had gotten some wood pieces from Joanne's Crafts Hobby. I don't even know, Hobby Lobby or something, one of those stores. And I just would spend hours and hours, you know, just getting creative on some glass bottles I had lying around or whatever. I would just see, what can I engrave today, you know? And it was really fun. I'm not a super strong artist, but it turned out really cool. And it was interesting to see the things that would come out of me as I let it, as I just took the time to allow that. And one of the things I started as I was doing this exercise was I realized that I love learning. I love educating. I love taking what I'm learning and educating others. It's just the weirdest thing that I just never knew I had until, you know, recently. And I think that's why I enjoy being a coach and even sharing this podcast, is I love learning new ideas and new concepts and new ways of thinking, and to stir that up in other people, to not just for the sake of educating, but to empower others. My real goal here is to empower you to live a life that is fulfilling to you. And it can be as simple as really coming in tune with who you really are and what lights you up. And it's so simple that, you know, I cannot believe how much my life has shifted since I started doing this work. Just focusing on what lights me up and how can I be of service to others. And so even though money has been the primary focus of my life, the concept with this book is that when you focus on your inner wealth and the things that light you up, basically, and everything around your life will fall into place as a result. Your family life, your financial life, your work life, everything will fall into place as long as your inner wealth is in the center. And so that's your encouragement for today. Your challenge, should you choose to accept it, is to get in touch with your authentic self. Really spend time with what it is that lights you up. And then make a priority to at least do one of them today. For me, playing with my pets is something I really get enjoyment out of. Helping other people, helping empower other people, creative development, building my business. I'm excited about building my business now. I mean, it's funny how I had experienced resistance to that, but I think I've shifted enough in my coding to understand that now I have something that really lights me. I'm living my true self, my authentic self, and as a result of that, I'm realizing that, yeah, as scary as building a business is and, you know, having to quit my job one day, you know, the stability of a steady job, you know, that is part of my journey, and that I always land back on my feet no matter what I'm doing. No matter how far into poverty I went, I survived it, right? I am alive. I'm here to tell you that the things that we fear the most really can also be the catalyst to bring us to our greatest heights as well. So if you're going through a rough patch, just start spending time with, because it's easy to go down that rabbit hole of just despair. If you're going through a rough patch, find a way to do something that lights you up and reignite that authentic self in you, because My guess is, and this is my premise, when we're not living our true self, that's where depression sets in. When we feel like we're out of alignment with our true values of who we think we need to be. If I was looking at homelessness as just because I got to not be homeless because my father would think it's shameful. I was living in shame only because I felt like my father would see it as shameful. And he did. He thought living out of my car was shameful. However, I found freedom in it. It was the weirdest thing. I found freedom in like, I don't have rent. You know, it's not something I would recommend. Our homeless population really is growing, and it's a sad commentary of where our mindset is as a culture and society. It just goes to show that so many people are focused on this money thing and security, that we're focused on the problem, and it's leading us deeper into the hole. So what we need to do is align ourselves with what is really important in our lives. I didn't have pets at the time when I was homeless, because otherwise I wouldn't have chosen homeless if I had a pet. If I had a cat or a dog with me, I wouldn't have chosen homelessness. I would have thought of the well-being of that other person. But for me, it was a kind of freedom. Maybe I need to get one of those vans and convert it into a mobile home. I have no idea what I'm going to do with my life. Who knows? But it's kind of fun to know that I don't have to despair when things are not going the way society would think is appropriate. What I have to do is go inside and say, well, what am I really needing right now? I just needed peace. That's the reason I really chose to live in my car. Things were hard with my dad at the time. I couldn't live with him. Yet he was my only recourse, you know, to live with. Either that or my car. And so I chose my car and doing Postmates delivery. And as long as I could pay my insurance and keep my car running, I was good. Until I found another job. And then I got another job. And now I found a stable job and a stable home. Life will give you what you ask of it. But you need to ask from a place of your authentic self. It just cannot be from trying to solve a problem or you know, fix, you know, a wound in your life. You need to come from your authentic self, and life will show up for that. This is Jackie Crisologo with the Crazy Ones podcast, empowering you to have an amazing day. Take care.